folks. We are live here on this Wednesday edition, 28th day of November. And I wanted to jam a few calls in here in overdrive. But briefly, I didn't even talk about this today. I'm not just saying this each new issue. I'm more proud each issue. This is our fourth issue. It is one of the best ways to wake people up. You can pay one-time fee of $59.95, and you get 12 issues delivered to your door or whoever's door you wish. That is shipping included. And more than half that cost is the shipping. An incredible way to wake people up. And it's now 60 pages, graphics, cartoons, the entire Ron Paul farewell address. First place I know of it being published. Ron Paul's farewell address. It reads even better than it sounded. And it starts on one page. It is a big poster in the middle. And it has a whole other page on the back with Ron Paul's picture, poster size on that. I am so proud of InfoWars Magazine and the team and what they're doing. So I hope that everyone out there will go to InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com and get your subscription today. And also for your police department, for your local library, that's the best place, the library. A lot of people give subscriptions to the library, so things will be there. I'd like to see all our listeners give a one-year gift subscription to the library, and I mean, I can't tell you how many people end up reading this. It's got Obama on the cover. It says, "This man wants your guns," and he's got he's sitting in an armchair on top of the American flag. So, just extremely, extremely powerful and very, very provocative. And we also sell these in bulk at cost in groups of 10 up to 100, and I'm hearing they're popping up everywhere, so good job for folks buying these in bulk. That's the most important thing, is to buy them in bulk at cost. At cost. And what is it like? 10 of them for $14.95, 50 of them for 40-something, 100 for even less than the aggregate. So it's all right there. I guess they've gone up on the 10-pack to $19.95 because they cost more because it's now on glossy and it's thick. That's 10 glossy magazines for $19.95. You can get 20 for $29.95, so that's the big discount there. It drops a lot. If you get 50 for $49.95, you can get 100 for $84.95. And, I mean, your Christmas shopping is done, folks. Give them a subscription or just give them one magazine, stocking stuffers. I'm just really proud of our news team, everybody here, the job they're doing. Let's just jam in Gary in New York. Gary, thanks for holding. Real quick, what's on your mind?
What's going on, Mr. Jones? My comment is kind of indirectly associated with the tyranny that we're under, but it has to do with the end of the world. I don't think it's the end of the world per se, but I think there's multiple scenarios that might end the world as we know it. I call it the Hegelian dialectic 2012. The lease on the Federal Reserve, I believe, ends on December 21st.
Yeah, but they said they're extending it. So, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, no, I was going to say, because like Lindsey Williams always says that these guys are think tanks, and besides returning war veterans, constitutionalists, libertarians, and people who are capable of critical thinking, one of their biggest enemies are Christians. And it wouldn't surprise me if there was some false flag EMP strike or an Al-Qaeda terrorist who trains...
Oh, no. I mean, the globalists could blow everything up with their Hadron Collider anytime. I just don't put stock that it's December 21st.
I don't either, but it wouldn't surprise me with all these false flag attacks over the history that, you know, they might do something kind of suspicious to create that type of fear.
And to create more superstition? Yeah, I mean, there's no telling. I think you're right. I'm not saying people are bad that think there's something in 2012. I'm just saying I don't think it's the end of the world. The Mayans didn't say that either. That's all I'm saying.
Right, and I agree with that. But the way that these evil elite think, it wouldn't surprise me if something like that occurred just to create the kind of fear that they want to ultimately take us all over as far as control goes.
Now, I hear you. Great point. Sorry to the other callers. We're out of time. Retransmission starts now with a lot of powerful info on the first hour with Paul Watson and the Manchurian Candidate. It's in mainstream news. More and more, James Holmes, the evidence is clear, is a Manchurian Candidate to get our guns. And Obama is moving towards, outside of law, banning all your semi-autos. Get ready to turn those in.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The 28th day of November 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours live, as we are every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That would be 9 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific, or check your times around the globe. We're not only on over 140 AM and FM stations, but we're also on XM 166 and, of course, simulcasting on WWCR, 100,000 watts worldwide service shortwave, as well as the free podcast in the listen page at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, and the free audio streams there on the sites as well. Okay, I've got to try to be disciplined today because I've got a bunch of yesterday's news that is so important. I've got to get to it that I didn't get to. I've got just incredible amounts of news today that I want to try my best to break down and cover. Now, for radio listeners, we're also simulcasting video feed at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll also get you over there because we're fighting the globalist construction of a prison planet by exposing it so that humanity can resist it. And even top globalists, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Hillary Clinton, and others admit the world is awakening to the New World Order and fighting outside corporate imperial operations. But we're not fighting imperialism from the communist perspective of creating a centralized government that can be signed over to foreign banks. The bankers have been funding communism for 130 years at least. No, we're talking about true sovereignty against the mega rich who seek to collectivize our wealth to make us dependent on them. We want to rediscover worldwide the spirit of the Declaration of Independence, the finest document bearing on liberty the world has ever seen, and export it on a planetary scale, what I call 1776, worldwide. Okay. Now, if you are listening on the radio, you can simply go to InfoWars.com. This is a point I've made, but I don't make it enough on air. But if you go to InfoWars.com and you see the nav bar up at the top of the front page, or PrisonPlanet.com, it says breaking news. That's the RSS feed of everything we're putting on InfoWars.com. And then there's also right next to it top stories. And I think I ought to link that in red instead of breaking news, because top stories is the stuff that we write or the stuff that we think is most important. Because our top stories tend to roll off because so many articles are getting posted out of featured news in just a few hours. That's one thing I like about Drudge Report. DrudgeReport.com is he'll put a lot of the news stuff down low, but stuff that's really important, keep it up top. I'm trying to think of a system to do something similar because, you know, we've got so many writers putting out so much info, they just pile whatever the new thing is on top. And sometimes it's just as important or almost as important, but a lot of times it isn't. And then it pushes down whatever the top story is. But the point is, everyone needs to go into the top story link, but also the breaking news link, because here's the type of stuff that's breaking minute to minute at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Federal court ruling reaffirms restrictive gun laws. Boom. And that ties into the huge article yesterday where Obama intends to use regulations to ban all semi-autos. Now, I know for listeners, that isn't any new news, but they're going to try this. I mean, they ship guns into Mexico to kill people to blame the Second Amendment. They'll do anything. They ran a false flag stage terror attack with Fast and Furious. But now the NRA, now the big shooting blogs, the respected groups that are really focused on the 24/7 say that's the word out of the Violence Policy Center, the Brady campaign. Well, like they said last year, they're going to get our guns by stealth, quote, under the radar. They're coming for all the semi-autos, not just to ban manufacture or sale. You're going to turn them into them. And they want to start a civil war. The only reason this may not happen is because the police and military are not going to follow orders. Most of them aren't. They're starting to wake up. And that's why, instead of just saying, let them come and take it and getting your guns ready to shoot the first person comes to take them, why don't you go out and reach out to police and military now in the info war and work for peace while we still can? Let's try to avoid the 1776 physical end as long as we can. Yeah, the Texas Revolution started when the Santa Ana came to take the guns from the Tejanos and the Texians and everybody. Same thing in 1776. That was just, you know, 50-something years before that. And if they try it, it will be a civil war. And that is one of the false flag plans. The globalists don't care. In fact, they're happy the police and military will get killed doing this along with citizens. They'll take out their enemy at the same time. And I'm going to dovetail that in a moment, why the globalists hate the military so much, tying it into women in frontline combat in just a moment. But here I am. I just read one headline. And there's literally probably 60 on there that are new. And then I've got, and I know I say this every show, it's just so frustrating. Let me just try to control myself. This is not a act here where I can't control myself. I look at one article and then a whole data sheet opens up and then I never get to the next thing. Let me try it now. Federal court ruling reaffirms restrictive gun laws. That's in the top story subsection of InfoWars.com. The most important section. Move and die. Cop labeled embarrassing by police department. We're going to play that video later, but we're having to cut out all the cuss words. Economic totalitarianism and the fiscal cliff. How they hold you hostage and then raise new taxes that don't get you out of debt. We're going to explain that. Inmate James Holmes told me he was programmed to kill by evil therapist. And Watson's coming on to talk about that, but the police have now come out and said, oh, or the jail guards, oh, he was never around other inmates. We have literally hundreds of articles with the police giving press conferences talking about what he said to other inmates. We have you. We have you at the same jail. And we have the police saying they didn't want the 5-inch folder from the high-level Pentagon psych warfare chief. This woman had headed up Pentagon psychiatric entire facilities, who was assigned just to him, and he was in a government mind control program. This is all on record. A DARPA-funded brain-computer interface program funded by DARPA. That's where they recruit. Just like what we broke a month ago, David Knight, one of our reporters, researched and broke here on air about the EPA pumping gas in on college students who thought they were signing up for a safe test, and they didn't tell them they were doing stuff that could kill them. I've studied MKUltra. I've studied MKNaomi. I've studied all these programs, just the declassified ones alone. They nab people in research projects because that's the cover. They can observe. They can drug different people. They can see who's more suggestible. This is where they do it, and I'm telling you. Here's the problem. If I gave you all, I'm going to do it when Watson comes up in 15 minutes. There's no point in having him on if I just get into it now. Let's say we got a list of 20 things. There's more than that, but let's just say 20. 20 things that you check if it's a mind control operation. With Holmes, every one of them is checked. Okay? So, it might be that he's a schizophrenic on his own and not mind control, but that is a very low probability. It follows every single signature. It follows every single data point, fingerprint that we expect to see. Okay? That's coming up. Man, it's incredible. Just to know how criminal these people are. I mean, they did Fast and Furious. Of course they did this. Of course they did this. Of course they did this. And the police didn't want that folder. And they said, because the defense was wanting it. And the police were like, no, we don't want that folder. They wanted to show that the psychiatrist knew. And the police are like, that's the psychologist, psychiatrist, patient privilege. There's no privilege when there's a bunch of dead people. That stuff gets released. Oh, but the prosecutor doesn't want it released. Red flag on top of the 20 data points. Giant red flag. Giant red flag. Humongous. Flapping in your face. Okay. On and on. And now they say no one ever had access, no inmates had access when they gave press conferences about how he was spitting and cussing and gibbering for days on end, not sleeping, and that inmates were annoyed by it. Oh, but no one was around him. No one was around him. I'm sorry, that's coming up. So let me try again. Federal court ruling reaffirms restrictive gun laws. Move and die. Cop labeled embarrassing by police department. Economic totalitarianism in the fiscal cliff. Inmate James Holmes told me he was programmed to kill by evil therapist. That's in mainstream Denver newspapers. Supreme Court puts TSA in precarious position over filming, saying, of course, it's legal and lawful. If any taxpayer money went to the airport, then you're allowed to film in it, unless it's in a private security area where people's private information is like computers. The giant currency superstorm that is coming to the shores of America when the dollar dies. UN Climate Conference, a Trojan horse for centralized power. Explosive interview, John McAfee talks to Alex Jones. Breaking, Western-backed terrorism in Syria. Slaughter Christians in bombing. Lovely photos. I'm being sarcastic before people put out a news release that I'm saying it's lovely. It's called dark satire. Global government now seeks total control over the Internet with all the documented links. Open UN announcement of the takeover. End of free speech. Noted gun rights activist warns Obama may skirt Congress and outlaw semi-autos. Boom. Shock video. Cop protects the First Amendment. I'm going to play this today because more and more we're seeing, and I've directed my crew. I said, I want to show when cops do the right thing, too. I don't want to just show when they do the wrong thing. I want to find when they do the right thing, and I want to put that on display. Because I don't want to just sit here and demonize police, and they get more into their own little gang culture, us against them. We need to reach out to them. Now, continuing, top globalist admits New World Order in deep trouble. Cop who ticketed peeing toddler fired. So, again, more news on that. Okay, that's just some of what's been up there, and that's just in our top story area. Then we have the breaking news area. It's a constant news feed updated every few minutes. When we come back, women in the military in frontline combat.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless. And so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repair you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones live forever.
Hey guys, remind me
great
after the show today.
When you dig my
when I'm supposed to make those phone calls to call Willie Nelson. I think I'm I'm going to try to go out and interview Willie Nelson out of his house again. Time to get him back on. He's almost 80 now. Okay, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Where to begin here? Women in the military. Women in the military. This is such a complex issue on so many levels, and I like to approach it from the globalist social engineering angle, not from the way it's presented in the media. Through all of recorded history in every culture, women have not been in frontline expeditionary type military forces. They have been backup guards. They have guarded temples. They have been emergency rear guards. No one is denying that women can get into an extremist mode and hack people up and stuff. The issue is they're not as strong as men, and women tend, on average, to break down more when they're hacking people up or killing people up close. And that's just well known in all cultures, in all society. Women also are given to more infections out in the field. This morning I was listening to 590 AM, and this will take a while to go over, and then Watson's joining us. And they had a Marine call in who'd served three tours in Iraq, and he described sitting for 4 days as a sniper in a bomb crater in Fallujah with a periscope with people shooting at him and waking up with his partner defecating into a plastic bag 8 inches from his face. War is dehumanizing, so you don't put your women in it. And they've done studies on this. You can pull them up. If you're going to have women in combat, it needs to be female units. And then there's a different effect when the women get captured. There's a reason nobody puts women in frontline combat. There's a reason for it. Also, men tend to start having sex with the women. And then there's fighting, and it destroys unit cohesiveness. In all human civilizations, men get together, beat their spears together. The witch doctor says, you're prepared to die, but you're warriors, and you're going to go to the happy hunting ground if you do die. Everybody gets fired up, the pheromones are released, and the men charge off in a column to go kill people. That just doesn't work with women. By the way, I don't hear people saying men need taxpayer-paid-for uteruses put into them so they can have babies. It's not that men are better than women or women are better than men. It's that men and women form the species. And we are two different forms of life from the same species. And there are roles with grizzly bear mammals between male and female. There are roles between male and female dolphins. There are roles between male and female sperm whales. There are roles between male and female deer. And what you're under is social engineering, not even for the equality reasons you've heard. They want women all working whether they want to or not. They want the state raising kids, and they want men dehumanized and their male attributes of rugged individualism gone, and they want women to kind of play the median role of the new enforcer, because they've taken a model, a 3,000-year-old model, because it predates Rome, but it's been codified for 2,000 years, and there's handbooks republished on this from Rome, used in the transatlantic slave trade, of how to break up men and women, how to put women in the house, men in the barn, don't let men learn how to hardly talk, kill the strong males, tell the women you're going to kill all the males of their group if they don't dominate them. Hitler said, first you get the women, then you got the children, so follow the men. 80%+ of advertising targets women. Men tend to let women run the household and run things. So that role is now going to be brought into society. Not to empower women, but to destroy us all. Now I'm going to give you the rest of the story on this when we come back. And this is something I actually want to make a film on in the future and show you all the documents, show you the globalist bragging. Not least amongst them, Edward Bernays. We'll break that down. Then Paul Watson's going to join us on CIA mind control. It's now becoming mainstream news with these latest mass shootings, namely the one in Colorado.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I'll tell you how you land. You win some, lose some, it's all the same.
Okay, I'm going to finish up with women in frontline combat here in just a moment. Hey, don't worry. There's not going to be anybody in frontline combat anymore. You're going to have highly trained tech teams who from the rear will command hunter-killer robots. And I'm not talking about Terminator. I'm talking about the Pentagon DARPA since the 60s. My grandfather worked on a secret project that I was told a little bit about, but it wasn't anything special. There were all sorts of projects going on for robots to go out and do the killing. That's always been the holy grail. And that's where it's all going to go. But they first have to wreck the military first to get there. But the globalists won't wreck it until they're ready. They're just getting you ready for it. And it's going to be a nanny state enforcer system with men filled with estrogen submitting to women. And because they're the house slaves. Women have been the house slaves in every culture. It isn't just, you know, the archetypal racist style 1920s and 30s movies where you see the black mammy, you know, ordering the black men around. That's real, folks. That's what goes on. That's feminism. That's America. That's what we are. So we're going to be breaking that down because they want us broken apart. It's not that women are bad. It's not that the CIA leading Miss Magazine and helping found it with Gloria Steinem because they wanted to empower women. They wanted to destroy women. And look what they've done to women. They have. And all the Hollywood stars say, don't have a man in the house. You know, raise your own baby. And they sell that idea and they tell young women, you know, go out and get pregnant because they need to break down society. They need warm bodies for the giant prisons. I'm going to finish this, breaking this down in a moment. But first, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see this. It is the new cover. Maybe we can focus that or I guess retune those cameras. They were all tuned up just right. Now they're all off again. So I wanted to do that yesterday, but I'll just talk about it right here on air. The point is that InfoWars magazine, this man wants your guns, and it is our best magazine yet. It is our fourth issue, our December issue, and you can sign up for subscriptions at PrisonPlanet.tv today, and also give that as a gift subscription. You can get 10 memberships for the price of one, $5.95 a month. That's $5.95 a month, and you get 10 memberships for that. That's 59 cents a month per person. Your Christmas shopping is done. Your Christmas shopping is over. Your Christmas shopping is complete, and it supports our broadcast and pays for the bandwidth. But at that level, it makes us break even. The goal is just to get the word out and have our own platform. You create one username and passcode that you can share. So create one that you can share. Don't have it be your passcode to your bank account. Create an easy to remember username and passcode, and then give it in a little email or a little e-card or in a handle every card. Say, hey, here's your membership to InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Hundreds of films, thousands of shows, live feed of the radio show, the well-produced nightly news, hard-hitting, 7 o'clock every night. Incredible. You know, the heart of the resistance, all the information, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can go there. It takes about a minute and a half to sign up right there at PrisonPlanet.tv. You create your username, passcode for yourself. Give yourself a membership. Or if you already have a membership, go get another membership. And you can share your username and passcode with 10 people who can be simultaneously logged on with that same username and passcode. So really, it's more than 10 free memberships. But if 10 people were to all use it, the 11th would be locked out. So explain to people, here is your gift membership. It's free. I got it for you. You can tell people I bought it for you. You know, you pay 59 cents a month for it, and then they can go see the films in, well, now we're putting some of them up there in high def. So PrisonPlanet.tv. And then again, as I said, while supplies last, when you sign up for a yearly membership, you get the next issue plus any back issues we have left. So normally it's more than 12 issues delivered to your door. It's also a great gift. 12 of these delivered. And when we get the camera tuned up later, white balanced, I'll actually show you the graphics and some of the amazing artist profiles and everything that's in the new magazine. Just what a great way with the color glossy magazine. The first issue was in newsprint. It is now color glossy. InfoWars magazine, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, that said, ladies and gentlemen, finishing up with women in the military, and I need to do more shows on this and get some sociologists and anthropologists on the broadcast. The globalists want to use the military while destroying it because they're now openly coming out. You're going to have robot passenger planes. Those are now been launched in England today. I have that in the news. There are going to be not just robot passenger planes, but robot cars. They're already licensing them in all 50 states. Most states have signed on, or they're in the process of licensing them in all 50. Google NSA cars that also drive around cracking your computer and stealing your passcode and stealing all your data. That's been come out. They don't get in trouble for that total crime because they are globalist. They're above the law. And then they're going to say, oh, these are safer. In fact, they're already saying it. These cars are safer at shows. You're not allowed to drive the car yourself. You'll be allowed to have the steering wheel and have the feeling of driving, but it will take control when it says you're not safe. In fact, Toyota is now coming out with a new Lexus that actually does that. It's now available, but they're going to, and it's a, it, you pay for it. It's seen as a feature up front. It's like, oh, there's a feature. You run out in traffic and get run over. There's a feature. You blow your head off and, oh, it's trendy. Well, let me do that immediately. Oh, it's trendy. I'll be anorexic. Oh, it's trendy. I'll mutilate myself. You know, whatever's trendy, people go out and do. So people go and pay to biometrically scan to get in their car. They go out and they pay to be tracked and watched by an AI computer hooked into the police department. That's now rolling out to make sure kids don't get left in the car and burn up. I mean, you can't be trusted to have a car. You got to be watched. They admit OnStar's hooked into the NSA. So you're like, what does this have to do with the military? Well, see, we're told, hey, women deserve a shot, too. They deserve to have the economy shut down, so they've got to join the military and then put on all the gear and stomp around and kick down doors all day and serve four, five, or six, or seven tours, and then be put on amphetamines to keep them up on three-day missions, and then, you know, kill little kids and blow up whole buildings and see people blown in half when men can hardly take it in every culture and statistically are committing suicide at, what, seven times the previous record. Let's just send our girls in because they're getting the new National Service draft lined up. That's all been fired back up. Congress is moving in that direction once things implode, and you're going to have domestic service that the White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, called for a few years ago before he left to go to Chicago. So you've got all of this happening with a backdrop, and it's like, you know what? It's a right. Women, you get to, you know, have all the executive jobs. And then, oh, my gosh, now you get to pay all the taxes. Oh, my gosh, now nobody's there to take care of the kids. Oh, well, don't worry. The state will. Don't worry, Mom. You deserve some time off. So does Dad. Leave your kids at school till late at night. That's now beginning. You go out to the bar, have a good time. We'll deliver the kids back home at 7. Hey, we're getting rid of a lot of the holidays. Hey, we're getting rid of summer vacation. You know, it's not enough to be babysat by the television, the all-seeing eye of Sauron looking at your kid all day. Two-way tracking what they watch via the TiVo and all the systems. So it's sold like the new right of women to be in frontline combat. And what are they doing? They admit police departments, fire departments, they've lowered the standards. Oh, you don't have to be able to pick up a 200-pound person. And by the way, folks, I'm pretty darn strong. Back when I was in good shape, I could bench press 330 pounds. I could squat 650 pounds. You know, I could power clean 230 pounds. I mean, that's not like power lifter, but I mean, you know, pretty strong. Okay? Let me tell you something. I've gone and over the years taken some of those courses for survival and taking courses on CPR and things like that. It's hard to pick up a 150-pound person. Okay, and picking up a 200-pound, that's hard. How about, well, but it doesn't matter. They just lower the standards. Just lower the standards. And, you know, the men are so hopped up on female hormones now, most of them can't even operate. I saw Austin police cadets a month ago. I shot video of it. You saw it. And a bunch of them couldn't swim. You know what they did? They didn't wash them up. They put them in life jackets. Let me give you a little newsflash. If grown men can't swim, they probably were sat in front of televisions their whole life. And I'm going to bet they don't have some other skills they need. I mean, just a guess. You know, if you don't know how to swim, which any animal, you can throw any animal in, and they know how to swim by instinct. That's a mental illness if somebody didn't know how to swim. I'm just going to give you a little newsflash. You can take a week-old rat and drop it in water. It knows how to swim. You can take a month-old dog and drop it in water. It knows how to swim. Okay? If a full-grown man doesn't know how to swim, they don't have business doing any job that's rough and tumble. Okay, excuse me. Side issue. Imagine our men are debilitated chicken necks now. Can you imagine the women? But again, that's this all, oh, yeah, you'll see, macho. They're going to get rid of combat. You're all going to be robot operators, drone operators. Men are done. It's the end of men. The globalists have announced it. They said it. They don't want John Wayne types. They don't want. That's why they arrest you if you get in a fist fight. They don't want you spanking your kids. They're going to taser them. Or they're going to put them on hardcore drugs when they're bad. You are going to be taught to not defend yourself. They teach kids when bullies beat you up, let them beat you up. They teach you when home invaders come in your house, let them rape you instead of fight back. You notice the feminists don't teach women to go out and get guns and use them. I'm for women knowing how to use knives, guns, hatchets. I'm teaching my girls how to fight. I'm going to put them all in martial arts. I'm going to teach them how to kick men in the groin. I'm going to teach them how to knock people's teeth out. I'm going to teach them if they get in a fight, punch somebody right in the throat. Somebody attacks you, attack them to kill them. Somebody assaults you, they could be trying to kill you. So you take them out. That's what I'm teaching my family. I want my women in power. I want them strong. But see, that's not feminism. Feminism is women pumped full of estrogen on the verge of death, getting cancer when they're 25, and their men pumped up on estrogen. See, men just get lethargic on estrogen. Women get wild-eyed and dominant. It's their testosterone. And that's what all the bisphenol A and all the chemicals are. This is the globalist sick joke. They said they do it in Brave New World. You're like, Alex, that's fiction. Oh, really? Huxley wrote A Brave New World Revisited in 1961 and said it was all real in a plan. So don't tell me. I know about eugenics. I know about the plan. I know what they've done. So they're going to break the military up and screw it all up and turn them into little ninny nannies. And they're going to be called global enforcers of the peace. That's the UN model. With a bunch of women, land in their big Ospreys, robots roll out, and they command them to go take out the men that aren't on the hormones. And we're going to celebrate the women and put the men down, and the men are going to be metrosexual, and that's the way things work. This is the attack on men. This is what this is all about, and it's about social engineering within the military. It's about the globalists forcing their way into it. And, I make the joke about, hey, they make taxpayers all over the country pay for sex changes for men and women because you have a right to that identity. And don't think I'm attacking your identity. I'm not even in that radar zone. You want to think I'm obsessed with it because that gives you a bigger thrill that I want to keep you from whatever. You want to go in and have surgery and have your whatever done? That's your issue. I don't need to pay for it. You understand that? But here's the issue. So I shouldn't joke and say men might start demanding uteruses. They're saying with genetic engineering, that's coming. So, see, men demand to be able to have babies. Women are magical, incredible creatures we're supposed to hold up. And then there are some women that are dominant types who will outmale males in the field. That's always happened. There's always been Joan of Arc. There's always been Queen Elizabeth. There's always been those type of women out there. I quite frankly admire them. There's something pretty sexy about that. But the point is... Oh, yeah, I like real women. I like the fire in their eyes, the whole nine yards. But they have the real femininity on top of it. This is an attack on men and women. This is an attack on the family. The messages you see in the culture are there to destroy that. Jesse Ventura is coming up at 5 after Paul Watson joins us via Skype. Paul Watson, you got a big story up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Inmate James Holmes told me he was programmed to kill by evil therapist. Now, break this down for us, and then I've got some thoughts. Paul Watson.
Well, good to be back, Alex. Yeah, this basically came out of quite an obscure blog about a week ago. It's received very little attention. And it's about the claim of an inmate at the same prison that James Holmes was taken to immediately after the Batman massacre back in July. And he claims that he sat with Holmes after he was, arrested and put in the cell and talked with him for 4 hours. And that he basically told him, the quotes are in the article, that he thought he was programmed by an evil therapist, mind control, brainwash, to carry out the massacre. He said he felt like he was in a video game. And of course, all this mirrors almost precisely what happened with Sirhan Sirhan in the immediate aftermath of the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy. So... the question of whether the Aurora massacre was staged, whether this guy James Holmes was brainwashed, mind-controlled into carrying out the massacre, remains open. But a question that doesn't remain open is the fact that people can be brainwashed, can be hypnotized, can be mind-controlled to carry out assassinations. Because as recently as last month, the Discovery Channel put out a program called Brainwashed, and that it was run by top experts, Cynthia Myersberg out of Harvard and Mark Stokes out of Oxford University, England. They teamed up with one of the top certified hypnotherapists in the world for this Discovery Channel program. They basically started off with 185 people. They found out through a process of elimination who was the most liable, who was the easiest to be brainwashed to carry out an assassination. An incident that this person thought was a real assassination. And at the end of the program, they were successful. They successfully hypnotized an individual to carry out an assassination. That was Harvard University, Oxford University, England, Discovery Channel, only last month. There was another program about a year ago that aired in England called Derren Brown, the Unconscious Assassin, and it was basically the same premise. They got a guy to assassinate a celebrity live on stage, and afterwards he said he had no conscious memory of doing it. He thought he was, quote, in a shooting range. And
let me stop you. We're going to go to break and come back with this. But this is getting worse and worse because studies show, we covered in the last issue of the magazine, that people are in a trance-like state because of television. It's put the general public in a highly suggestible, near-dream-like daydream state. And here's the deal. It was all over the news. I want you to do another article on this, Paul. I got David Knight doing a report tonight on the Nightly News about it. They admit, Paul, and we're going to cover this when we come back, and people can, anybody can pull this up, but everybody remembers this, that the inmates were all complaining of him not going to sleep for 3 days, yelling and screaming and spitting and gibbering. Now they say no one was ever around him to say this, and the police didn't want the 5-inch thick folder with this top psych warfare Pentagon psychiatrist assigned to him, and he was in a mind control program funded by DARPA. This is all mainstream news, getting tens of thousands of dollars a year. I mean, he fits the whole M.O., and they didn't want that in the trial. And reportedly in that folder was all the planning for the attacks.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Joining us now. We could do a whole show on this. The patents on mind control. Sirhan, it's now even in the L.A. Times, BBC, where the police are saying it was mind control, that he didn't shoot RFK, that they know who shot him, that was in the original report, that he had been drugged. You can give somebody an amnesiac like Halcyon. They give people to have their wisdom teeth pulled. And you could tell them to murder someone, and they would do it, and then not remember it 2 hours later. And you've got this guy in a government mind control program with a government grant under the Air Force psychiatrist who had been assigned to high-level programs, who's then sent out there. She's meeting with him constantly. She's got his folder, which they don't want to release, which reportedly he's talking about how he was going to do all this. And then that's how these people describe who are programmed on the shows you mentioned, Paul, that you linked to. It's like a video game. It's so incredible, Paul. It's so obvious. Please continue.
Well, yeah, then you've got the actual, you know, chain of events itself, whereby you've got people describing gas canisters being thrown from the opposite side of the theater to where Holmes was located. You've got him describing Holmes waiting at the exit door and beckoning someone else over. That's also what he told this inmate. He tried to call somebody during the actual attack. So you've got all that. You've got the fact that his apartment was booby-trapped with these highly sophisticated explosives. People said you would have to be an army explosives expert to have that level of expertise. He supposedly rigs it to cause the maximum damage to whoever discovers it. But the very first thing he does when he's arrested is he tells the police that his apartment's rigged with explosives. Makes absolutely no sense. There's a ton of evidence suggesting additional shooters. The original police reports suggested that.
And he told this inmate that he was under, it was like mind control. He was suddenly out of the trance once he got back to his car. And then the police run out and say, oh, no one had access to him, when it's all on record that for days the inmates were complaining about him, yelling and screaming right next to them. I mean, it's on record that he was in the general jail area, you know, in his own cell next to people. So the fact that they don't want his folder from the psychiatrist, they're saying, oh, well, that's private. We don't want to see that. I mean, come on. This thing reeks to high heaven, Paul.
Well, they're trying to dismiss this inmate's claims by saying he couldn't have possibly talked to Holmes. But, yeah, like you said, he described exactly how Holmes would run up and smash his head, bang his head against the prison wall. And that later turned out to be correct. So these kind of circumstances that he's describing suggest that he did talk to Holmes. And the things that he's saying, that Holmes told him he was brainwashed by NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, ties very much in with how it's been demonstrated scientifically that it is possible to brainwash somebody to commit an act of assassination, whether that assassination is real or staged. It's been proven that you can do that. And also MKUltra, you know, Church Committee, Rockefeller Commission, both proved that the CIA was engaged in trying to brainwash people to carry out political assassinations. And, of course, the CIA director, 2 years before those investigations, basically destroyed all the MKUltra files before they could properly look into it. So most of those committee investigations are based on other eyewitnesses and people who were involved in the program. The actual documents were destroyed by the CIA 2 years before. So governments across the world have been doing this for decades. It's proven scientifically it can be done. And now James Holmes' inmates said that he told him he was brainwashed by a, quote, evil psychiatrist to carry out this assassination.
And then McVeigh said the same thing to Death Man inmates who have snuck and gotten on this show with their lawyer in the past confirmed. And McVeigh, who was his doctor, the number two in psych warfare in the congressional hearings, Dr. Jolyon West, was his psychiatrist from the time he was arrested to execution. I mean, how ridiculous does that have to get? Paul, stay there. Five more minutes with you, then Jesse Ventura coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.